Hi, thanks for holding, John. This is Gail. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing we were filling out today on Google, and it looks like you and your company were qualified. So that's a great way to start a Monday.
It is a pretty good day to start to look into this. End of Monday for me. It's the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So what I'll do, John, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like I'm not seeing a lot of services listed for you. I'm seeing decommissioning of office furniture, and then there's a notation about steelcase.
Yes, I need to update my site, but basically what I do is I do office furniture installation services. So we do installation within the Maryland metropolitan DC and Virginia areas. I provide manpower for usually for bigger companies or commercial, but it's all commercial for me. I don't really do residential because there's other, I have to have other permits and licenses to do that, but ultimately
Okay, and that makes sense. Probably are you helping move offices, one office to the other also, or?
Yeah, we do do moving and storage for companies. Usually the companies themselves will already have the storage areas open for the product. And when I put real estate decommissions, I mean, that's just simply taking the product down and, again, either storing it for them or trashing that product so that they can make room for new stuff by the end of the year.
That sounds like a very interesting job you have, really.
It's fun. I enjoy it.
I bet you do. That's awesome. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll actually close the Brooklyn Park area for your category, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is inside that 50-mile radius, your listing is going to be closed to your competitors. So Morgan's Office Solutions Installation is the only company that we'll be placing into that first page position. And then we do all of the programming necessary so that when those companies are looking for you, you pop up right in the map on the first page of Google for all of your services. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen the calls at all. They all come directly to you, and then you do business in the manner you do business, accepting what you'd normally accept, declining what you'd normally decline, no restrictions or requirements as far as travel or pricing, anything. And then clicks, calls, and leads are unlimited. We don't charge for them. Now, I noticed, I think I found your Facebook page, which looks great, by the way. It looks like you're hiring, too.
Yes, I am currently hiring, yeah.
That's awesome. You know, and as a side bonus for you, you may find, too, that getting into the map section on the first page, you might find more workers, too. It's just been kind of a happy little side bonus for a lot of our people, just that increased visibility. And folks these days, when they're out looking for jobs, too, are searching the companies that they're looking at to see how they rank on the first page. It's crazy. It's just crazy. But I guess if you get workers that way too, along with new clients, you'd be all set, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, super. Now, any questions so far, John?
Well, my biggest question would be probably at, it would be held, I guess, for the end, which would ultimately be, for the product that you're that you're providing, for the service that you guys are providing, what exactly would be the pricing? She said per month, and there was a discount involved for businesses 5 years or younger?
Yes, yes. I'm glad you asked. So pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more than that. And we don't even add taxes to it, but certainly not click fees or call fees of any kind. And we operate on a month-to-month basis. We just don't, we feel if we're doing our job, we don't have any reason or need to lock our clients into lengthy contracts. I hope month-to-month is all right. That's okay for you?
Yeah, that's completely fine, because that's generally how I do things anyway myself.
Good, good. Okay, perfect. Oh, I know I wanted to ask you, I ran across a link when I was looking at your online presence. Actually, two questions. Have you by chance filed for your Google Business Profile yet?
I have not. I'm in the midst of, unfortunately for me, I am still, like I said, I'm sole proprietor for my business. I run my business on top of doing all my paperwork and everything, and then I do, I'm in the field a lot too. So I'm doing something all the time. So I barely have a chance to get to any of the other stuff.
Okay, no problem. And those aren't the things that you should be specializing in anyway. So we'll get your Google Business Profile going, follow it through, make sure that it gets up and displayed. And then we'll do the programming on it, too, so that you do appear on First Page. And I wasn't able to find a website for you. Do you have one yet? And it's okay if you don't. Some do, some don't.
Yeah, not yet. I'm working on that as well. I have a friend of mine. Actually, one of the guys that works for me, his wife is in college for computer and program design. So she's going
to That's awesome. And then I also noticed it was a link to something. Let me see. It was either, I think, a Home Advisor or an Angie's. Are you having
success? I am not having any luck with Angie's List at all. And to be honest with you, I'm probably going to end up having to completely cut with them because I get a lot of work from them that is not suited to what I do. They contact me for home improvement, and they contact me for concrete overlays, which is not what my company provides at all. So
I wouldn't have thought so. Wow, those are some weird leads. And then do you have to pay by the lead too?
So yeah, they got me for that too. So basically what happened was they hit me for $300. So what they said was initially they had to check my account to make sure that I had $300 in my account. And then they weren't going to screen anything until my entire profile was created, and that they would only take from that money if I got a lead and that I accepted and I went to do the job. I never accepted, never did anything, and they took $300 out of my account. I had to have them set me up for a $300 credit on their side because they were not prepared to give me my $300 back. I have not used them. They still have to this day, and it's been months to give me a solid lead for work. So.
Oh, wow. I am so sorry to hear that. I hear that every once in a while, as you can probably imagine. I don't know. It's almost like it's hit or miss. It either works really well or it doesn't work at all. There seems to be like no in between. It's kind of odd. I don't understand why, but I guess I don't specialize in Home Advisor. And I'm sorry they got you on that. You want business. You don't want to monkey around with all the other garbage, I would imagine.
Oh no, I was pretty upset. I tried to accommodate. I even thought about adding some of that work to my repertoire, and it just did not. It wouldn't pan out because I have to pay. In the state of Maryland, I have to pay over $500 to $600. Per thing, and then also get licenses and everything, and it doesn't make sense for me to do that if what I'm doing right now is already making me money.
Well, exactly. And I think, I mean, it sounds like you found your lane, so to speak. I mean, it sounds like you found a niche that you are really good at and that deserves sticking with, not, you know, switching your services. I mean, that would be silly, John, for you to switch your services because they didn't have the right listing for you. So,
right.
Wow. Well, knowing all of that too, I think you're going to do really well on the first page of Google. One, those leads aren't going to your competitors. Two, you have people calling you rather than you chasing them around. And if you do get the lead, you know, the stray lead for somebody who wants a kitchen remodel, then you didn't have to pay for the lead. And you can just tell them, hey, sorry, I don't do that. And then you're done and you move on. So that sounds like that would suit you a little bit better than what you've been getting.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And I think so too. And you're a perfect fit for the listing. I mean, you have no negative notations anywhere, so that's perfect. Well, let's get you some pricing, see what we can put together. I'd love to get you on this listing because you are such a good match. Truly, we've had a couple of other companies today asking for the listing, but they weren't qualified. There were bad, really, really bad reviews about them. So I was happy when Tara said she had somebody qualified. So pricing, as I mentioned, flat monthly rate, never anything more. And then we don't lock you into a contract either. So let me get my retail up for Maryland, and then I'm going to apply your credits to it so we can get you back off of retail. So we have a one-day window in which to fill our listings when they come open. And during that one-day window, they allow us some really nice discounts. So let me see.
Okay.
Retail is coming up as $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let's get your credits applied. I know that's going to bring down. There we go. Okay, perfect. That's what I was hoping for. So it actually took $200 off of your monthly, bringing that down to $199. And then it also took $200 off of your setup, making it $99. Wow.
Okay.
And it also...
That's not bad.
No, not at all. And so the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis with unlimited calls and leads. And it's actually also telling me that you're eligible for a website if you would like us to build one for you, which is pretty cool. We don't charge for it. It's just an extra that it threw in today. And probably because you are well qualified, you don't have any negative notations. So if you'd like us to build a website for you, we build, host, and maintain it. And we'd also build it so it's Google compliant and optimized so that it amps up your visibility. And you know, your friend's wife, you'll have access so that you can go in anytime you'd like and make changes if you'd like to, or you can just tell us to make them. But if your friend's wife would like to make those changes, that's not a problem either. I mean, you'll have full access to it. So, any questions so far?
Honestly, no. That you pretty much laid that out for me. And like I said, my biggest question was the pricing, because I mean, you have to, from my perspective. Well, the business owner's perspective anyway. It depends on how I make my money. So say if I'm making per job or making per person, which a good chunk of my work and my business is actually per person. And I do that to keep the cost down. And so that when I go and apply for work with bigger companies like in my area or within the area, I'll work for other companies and I'll be a subcontractor and I'll do the work that they need done. And this also makes it easier for them to find me as well, because I do put my number out on pretty much everything. I wear it on my shirts. So,
wow. Well, so, you know, another, and I forgot to even mention it, something else that's going to work in your favor too, will get you out to all of the directories in your area, of course. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to usually about 60 different directories that will get you out to. So you'll be out on all of those as well. And there's no additional charge for all those directories. Usually it's hundreds of dollars to get on the directories, but
yeah,
we have a lifeline to them. We can get you up there quick. Okay. Well, John, this sounds to me like we should be getting you set up so that we can get you seen and bring in the right kind of business for you.
Right. I'm going to need a day. Only a day. I need a day. But you have other people that are trying to get on there. And the only reason why I say that is because I have to get money put onto an account. I have to get the money from the client, and I'm getting it tomorrow. That's my only problem. I'm flat until then. Work was slow. COVID hit me really hard. Really hard. I almost lost my entire business because of it. And
back
up, I'm simply just trying to play, I'm playing pick me up. You know, house payment and like my normal day to day bills that I have to take care of outside of my business with the money that I'm currently making.
It's not a no.
I'm 100% I'm on board. I need to at least have until tomorrow to get that situated. It's 5:42 for me. I don't know what it is for you, but it's 5:42 p.m. for me. And any business that I would have, that I do work with, they're closed. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to get in contact with them until 8:00 in the morning.
Okay, no problem. So let's see what we could do. What we could do, if you want the listing, we could actually, I can get all of your billing information put together and then not run your card until tomorrow, until you're ready. That would allow me to hold on to the listing for you, and it would stop the calls to the area looking for another company.
Okay. I can definitely do that. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. Let's go ahead. I'm going to grab that listing and close it down for you. And then I'm going to get just a little bit of information so we can get contact information and everything. Your first name, is it J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
It's J-O-N.
Okay, perfect. And I assume Morgan must be your last name?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then on the card that we're going to secure with today, or hold it with, I should say, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
My middle initial does appear. It's an A.
A. Got it. So John A. Morgan. And John, what is your email address, please?
John, J-O-N-M-O-R-G-A-N, Morgan, dot M-O-S-I.
Dot M-O-S-I.
At gmail.com.
Ah, nice, easy one.
Yep.
So many people do. Oh man, so many people do these complicated ones. It's like, how do you get that across to clients? It's hilarious. Yours is perfect.
Yeah.
And then are you using 443-819-9427 for business also?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then let me update that. And then it's Morgan's Office Solutions Installation. Did I get that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that, John?
Not at the moment.
Okay. No problem.
There will be an LLC soon.
Okay. That'll be awesome. And then are you at 121 Franklin Avenue yet?
Yes.
Okay. And that is Brooklyn Park, Maryland, right?
Yes.
And it's 21225.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me update that. So part of my job, too, is to make sure we have zero typos in all of your information. So I'm doing a little fixing. Okay, perfect. And then on the credit card that we're going to hold it with today, does the company name appear, or is it just your name, John?
It's just my name.
Okay. And then Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. And just for security's sake, I won't repeat them out loud. But if you give them to me in four-digit blocks, I can keep up just fine.
Okay, yeah. One second. 4487.
No, go ahead.
What did I say?
Oh, 448. Got it.
Sorry,
4487.
Got it. 7500.
Okay.
0387.
Got it. 0593. All right. And then the expiration, please, John.
It's 0426.
Not me. Oh, come on. There, I didn't want to take April 426. And then the three-digit security code, please.
925.
Got it. All right. Got that in there. I'm not running anything, but that'll hold your listing until tomorrow. What time would you like me to call you so we can get everything wrapped up? What works for you?
I would say about 1 p.m. because usually most of my stuff, everything that I'm doing, whether it's work-wise or, you know, personal, is usually wrapped up around 1 to 2, but I would say 1 o'clock would be fine.
Perfect. 1 o'clock it is. I will call you then. Oh, and I should probably text you my contact information. That would be handy. That way,
yeah,
if anything, yeah, if you're ready sooner, you know, let me know. But I'm hanging onto the listing. It is yours. I've got your billing set up. So we're good until we talk tomorrow. So I will call you.
Sounds good.
Perfect. I'll call you at 1 unless I hear from you sooner.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, John.
All right. Thank you. You too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay.